shoe clay. Hey, everyone. At this instant, I have a reason to think that is the sentiment of the heart of someone, and not only someone, but many a one. Aren't you glad? Those who have the love of God in their heart, and even humane love, they desire others to be blessed, even as they are blessed. Therefore, they do want the whole world to love me just as they say they do. For if they love me as they say they do, they will be blessed by me, even as you are blessed, and will have all success and all prosperity. For the time is not far distant until and when the nations of the earth shall be united together, and there will be no more divisibility of nations, of languages, of tongues, and of people. Aren't you glad? For this cause, the church is truly married. To propagate these qualities of virtue, of holiness, of honesty and truth, and to reproduce them in the characters and the nature of the children of men, so that they might be partakers of them and enjoy the blessings of God for which I came, so that there may be one nation, one language, and one speech all over this wide extended plain, and none shall lack in God's abundance, for there is abundance wheresoever I am. Those who are conscious of God's presence, in such a conscious conviction and realization, automatically the creative forces of nature and the hand of nature and Mother Nature itself work systematically, sympathetically, and harmoniously. Aren't you glad? Even as it is well known throughout this northeastern seaboard, where I have personally sojourned for many years, at least 25 years or more, holding open air services, even longer than that, since 1917. All in public open air services in the public streets, having public demonstrations. If there would be a storm, or matters not what it would be on hand at the time, when we start out on our march in the demonstration, the cosmic forces of nature would work sympathetically and harmoniously. I recall several several years ago, about 15 or 20 years ago, the little children had a demonstration of all of the schools gathered together and had a demonstration, outdoor demonstration. The storm came and the little children I'm speaking of now, they were obliged to be deprived of the pleasure they anticipated in joy out in that storm. Therefore, they were obliged to call it off, all because the cosmic forces of nature did not work sympathetically and harmoniously with them. But when and wheresoever we have an outdoor demonstration, such as a parade or anything of that sort, matters not how it may sound, and the wind may blow, matters not how the rain may fall, until we start out the rain and the storm and the adverse expression of the cosmic forces of nature, they cease to function. Given us to know that the cosmic forces of nature and the creative forces of nature will work sympathetically and harmoniously with you if you are sympathetic and harmonious with the Creator. That is a great mystery. A good many have not observed the significance of those things. How you can work in harmony with your Creator, and your Creator will work in harmony with you. Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee, according to the record as given, and the storm came, and the ship was tossed from side to side, and the disciples called on Jesus at that time that he might arise or they would perish. Jesus was as though he was asleep. And the story goes, they awoke our Savior out of his sleep, and he calmed the waves upon the deep. So when you are in harmony with God, God's creative and cosmic forces of nature will work in harmony with you, and very sympathetic too. So we are happy to say today is a beautiful day. So that you, my fellow citizens, hearers and friends, and sympathizers, and harmonizers, can enjoy this beautiful outing. Aren't you glad? Why? Because if you are in harmony with God, God is in harmony with you. Written in the scripture, if you walk contrary to me, I will walk contrary to you. So then I say, realize God in the midst of you. Mighty to say, bring about universal brotherhood and harmonious condition among the people of the earth, as well as to bring about harmony with the cosmic forces of nature. The nations of the earth, they too can become harmonious to you because of God's harmonizing presence, and unifying presence. For it's written, I pray that they may be one, even as we are one. Therefore, we will amalgamate all nations, all languages, all tongues, and all people, and they shall have one language and one speech. If the political powers do not take cognizance of my message and my proposals, I will carry it out to the letter with or without a politician. I merely give them a chance to do it. I do not see the mistrust. If they will allow me to, I will help them to do what they have imagined to do. Can you not see the mistrust? For if they will take cognizance of my message and will unite together, consolidatedly, and be one people in reality and no longer divided, Scripture will be fulfilled this day and from now henceforth in your hearing. Now the people is one. So they were peoples, many apparently. But when this is done, the people is one. And they have one language. And this they have begun to do. Now not anything will be restrained from them to do that which they have imagined to do. Can you not see this? That's why they cannot hinder me. That's why I can do as I please. Nor none can hinder me. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? I could have said scripturally, if God is for you, none can be against you. For I did say plainly and explicitly, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the very gates of you know what shall not prevail against it. They cannot be against it. For I have come to unite all peoples together and to express democracy, brotherhood, Christianity, Americanism and Judaism as synonymous, and unite the peoples together of the earth, that there may be no longer a divisibility of races, creeds, and colors that bring confusion, division, lack, wants, and limitation. For truly, I'm reiterating. Now the people is one. And they have one language. And this they began to do. Now not anything will be restrained from them to do that which they have imagined to do. Aren't you glad? For this cause, I have brought to you as an abstract expression, although it appears to be an interracial and international expression, but an abstract expression of the unity of the spirit, of mind, of amen of purpose, and to tell you by the virtue of the fact that the people must be one, as my spotless virgin bride and I are one. You can see how all of my following, my immediate staff, my cabinet, and all of those of whom have been with me for lo these many years, since I married my spotless virgin bride, they love me. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. They did not love me so much as they do now. I mean, those of whom some may have thought loved me personally and as a girl would love a fella. Now you can see they all love me a hundredfold better. This is not mortal love. Neither mortal affection. Neither is it for self-indulgence, lust and passion, but it's for the establishment of God's kingdom on earth. Bringing in two races, creeds, and colors, and all divisibility among them, so that peace on earth and goodwill toward men shall be extended from shore to shore and from land to land and all over this wide extended plain. Aren't you glad? You know you love me. Can connect you to it so you can't get away from it. I love that charms your feet and bids your sorrow sing. It's music in a synagogue. It's life and health and peace. It breaks the power of cancer sin. It sets a prisoner free. And the love that I'm talking about is more than atomic and electric and magnetic combined. Though it is stronger than the Earth's gravitation and all of its electric connections. Though it's atomic transmitting, transcending all of the atomic invention, for it is the atomic of the infinite one transmitted to the children of men that they might love him whom they have never seen. And then they love me, so then they'll see me. you never heard of before. Love, gives you your real emancipation from all adverse and undesirable. And to establish your going in the land of the living, because God himself is actually with you. Live it forever and shall die no never. I thank you. I believe I did tell you all at this and at the annex tables and elsewhere in the building and connection from this review of the fourth anniversary at this particular instance. If you desire to take your place card, you're welcome to do so, and of me, you will remember. But take something greater, bigger, and better. Take cognizance of my message. If you take cognizance of my message, a greater picture of me can be reproduced in you, in my likeness.